Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the show. Welcome back. Today's topic is about Cybertruck, the brand new Tesla vehicle that was just launched and is all over the place, all over the news, all over everything, mainly because it looks crazy. Okay, so it's a post-apocalyptic looking crazy truck that I would be okay with driving. That's my first thoughts. That's my first impression. It's so crazy that it looks pretty cool. You know, it's not one of those things where you're like, it's crazy. Like, it's actually ugly. It's actually really nice looking. That's my first thought of it. It doesn't look traditional, and that's totally fine by me. So my first thought, my first reaction when this thing was rolled out is, what in the hell is going on? I wasn't sure. I had no idea what this thing was. First, I thought it was a joke, and then I got super happy because it wasn't. And the reason why I got super happy is because Tesla's doing things that nobody else is doing. You know, from the original Roadster. Like, who is going to build an electric super fast sports car? No one, except Tesla. And then you fast forward to a couple days ago, a Cybertruck is launched. And who's going to do a post-apocalyptic Blade Runner-esque truck with the performance of a sports car that can hold a lot of stuff and has an exoskeleton made out of ultra hard 30X stainless steel? And then it has armored glass too. No one's going to do that. Tesla's going to do it. They can do it. Why wouldn't they do it? This might be a vanity item. You know, it might be one of those things where the rich and powerful, the rich and famous drive these things around because they're cool and different. They want to make a statement. That's totally fine. But for you and me, I'm not a truck person. I have a Subaru Outback, like an older one. And I love it. I think it's great. Eventually, a Model 3 would be cool. But I looked at this thing. I looked at this truck. And I said, I would probably get that. So it's the bottom version, the bottom, single motor rear wheel drive version is about the same price as the Model 3. It's $39,900. And then you go up to the dual motor all-wheel drive for $49,900. And then the tri-motor all-wheel drive for $70,000. So the base model is about the same price as a Model 3. So I thought about that for a second. If I were to get this thing, what would I do with it? The single motor rear wheel drive is probably the one I would get because it's more in my price range. If I actually have that kind of price range, if I have $40,000 to spend on a vehicle, would I save up for another $10,000 so I could get an extra 50 miles of range and an extra, you know, 2,500 pounds of towing capacity and two less seconds, 0 to 60? I don't know. But the all-wheel drive would be really nice. There's also a self-driving package that you can get for $7,000 more. So the price for that might increase in the future. So if you were to buy it today, you know, you pay the extra $7,000 on it so you can secure the $7,000 price so they can, you know, basically build out the models and stuff. And the self-driving, it's not needed for me. So my thoughts about the Cybertruck are that it might be cool to have it just to drive it around. You know, and if I needed to haul lumber, which I probably never will in my entire life, I could. You know, and I think that's why people get SUVs and why people get trucks. Like, well, if I ever need to haul something, I'll have the ability to. I got a Outback because I was like, well, if I ever need to throw a mountain bike in the back of this thing, I can. And then I did it. I threw a mountain bike in the back of it and I used it for a lot of things. I towed some things with it. And I also used it as a place to sleep when I was camping and when I was traveling. It's like, well, throw a little mattress in there. You sleep in the back of it. In the Cybertruck, there's a bed in it. You could fit an ATV in there. You can fit lumber. Not a lot of lumber. It's not super long bed. But you can fit six people in here. Five or six people, I think. Let me see here. Yeah, about five people. One, two. So driver side, passenger side, and then three in the back. Then you could probably stuff somebody in the far back in the bed if you want to. If you want to be sneaky and like sneak into a old movie theater, a old drive-in or something, then you could do that. But also in the future, they're going to offer a solar panel for the back, for the bed. So it could constantly charge as you're driving from the sun. It's equipped very well. The tires are beautiful. 17-inch touchscreen, of course. They have an air compressor on board, which uses the suspension, by the way. The suspension air. So the air compressor can do other things. So it can use your tools with it, which I don't have. So I'm just a normal person telling you what I think about this thing. I'm just like, I go to the grocery store, I drive to a place where I go running, which is kind of silly, but it's a cool place. I could just run, I could just run out my front door and just keep running like Forrest Gump. And then, my life is pretty straightforward. I go to the places that I want to go to from A to B. I don't do a lot of like crazy stuff where I would need a truck, where I would need the Cybertruck, but it's pretty freaking cool. So when the opportunity comes up for me to buy a new vehicle, if I come into $40,000 anytime soon, it's going to be a toss up for me. Cybertruck would be rad. That's the only way I can express it. It's going to be rad. but the range, 250 miles for a single motor. I'm not really feeling 250 miles. We don't have many chargers around here. So the Model 3, let's check that real quick, because I know the Model 3, 322-mile range, all-wheel drive. So I get an extra bunch of miles out of it, right? So the mileage is really one of those things. I love to drive. I would get an extra, 70 miles per charge? So that would be really nice. So for me, I'm kind of in between. Cybertruck is cool. Can't fit a ton of stuff in the Model 3, but it would be really cool to have either. And if you want to let me know what you think, I have a YouTube channel where this is going to be posted as well. You can go to youtube.com/spacenewspod and go to the video of this. I'd have the same title and everything. And there's more information down in the show notes. So if you're on YouTube, listen to this right now. I want to say thank you. And thank you for subscribing to the show. And if you haven't subscribed yet, make sure to hit that button, because I do this all the time. And there's a lot of other things that I do on the channel that aren't Cybertruck. But if anything new happens in the Cybertruck world, I will make sure to let you know. I'll get it out to you as soon as possible. So thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to spend it here with me. My name is Will Walden. I've been your host, and I'll see you soon.